Moshe Rabbeinu went by Davaras Adwarm Eilel Kol Yisrael. And he spoke these words to all of Yisrael. So, Vayelech Moshe, what was the purpose of this halicha? The Torah says Vayelech. He went. What was the purpose of this halicha? So the Ibn Ezra says he went to every single shevet to notify them that he's going to be nifter. Why did he notify them? Shalom yifchadu. They shouldn't be afraid. And Kain said the Ramban says the same thing. Came to notify them that he's going to be nifter and they shouldn't be afraid. Now, this in and of itself is a double goal. Because the Mashiach Chachma writes that Toys by the Cheta Egel, when they were over on the Cheta Egel, the Toys was that they put their whole betachin in Moshe Rabbeinu. Means they lost the perception that Moshe Rabbeinu was only a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they put their whole betachin in Moshe Rabbeinu. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu didn't turn up at the time that they thought he was supposed to turn up, they panicked. And because of the panic, that's when they made the Egel. So that was a mistake that they made then. So for that, Moshe Rabbeinu had to go around to every single shevet and to tell them that the time has come for him to leave. They shouldn't be afraid because he was only an emtsoi, he was only a shliach, a medium. But really it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's the one that's guiding them. And as the Ramban says, that Moshe Rabbeinu told each shevet, number one, he's old already and they won't have a teyelos from him. And number two, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that he can't go any further, he can't go over to Eretz Yisrael. So Mel, he says he's old, they're not going to have a teyelos from him anymore. Number two, Hashem says he can't go back there, and Hashem, if he's there, they shouldn't be afraid. Adkan, Ibn Ezra, and the Ramban. Now, the Ramban asks a question, this is a second akuda. Ramban asks a question, how could Moshe Rabbeinu say he's a Zokain, they don't have any tayelos from him anymore. The pasuk says in Parshas V'zayis HaBracha when he was nifter, it says like Kasa Einoi, his eyes hadn't dimmed. V'leinos Leichoi, his vigor hadn't diminished. He was mamish b'tokvay when he was nifter. So how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu over here tells them they're not going to have a tayelos from him because he's old already? There's no more of a tayelos. So the Ramban says, Afa Pikin, he told them that to be menachem. He did it to comfort the Bnei Yisrael, so he told them. So if you learn the Ramban Kipshuta, it sounds like he wasn't telling them the complete truth. No, he's telling them, I'm old already, you can't have tayelos from me. And Hashem told me, I can't go over to Eretz Yisrael, that's understandable. But what's the pshat, I'm old already, and you can't have any tayelos from me? It would sound like, from the words of Mayer, from the way the Ramban is learning, it would sound like a shtickle, wasn't it the complete truth? But the emes is that the Svarim over here say a pshat on the pasuk Vayomer Aleihem ben Meves Rishona Anochi Hayan Loyuchol Loitzis V'Lovoi Hashem Amar Elai L'Savras Hayardein Hazeh. So the Svarim say, what's the meaning Loyuchol Loitzis V'Lovoi? It's a statement of the Svarim that a manig hador has to, number one, be able to come in front of Hashem and be oyla on a very high madrega. And he also has to be able to lower himself back. Lotzei, to go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The loving to be able to return and lower himself down to the nation and be able to give over the Torah that he had and to be able to give over the Ruchnias that he had. When Moshe Rabbeinu said, he would, not that he was saying that he doesn't have any more kayak, he's a great, he's the talk about it. But he reached such a madrega that he was no longer able to come down to the nation. But you call it Lotze, to go up to Hashem, which now I'm reaching a higher madrega, the love and to come back to the nation that you should have to yell for me that I'm not able to do anymore. And as he's reached such a madrega, first of all, he reached a higher madrega. Number two, the Scotten Ladiris. The generation was already a young generation. So Shalom, he's there. That's the shot that you wouldn't have any to yell for me anymore. I mean, I imagine if the Chofetz Chaim would be here today, there would be more of a generation. Yeah, you know, the Gemara says Yiftach b'dayrei kishmul b'dayrei. Every single HaKadosh Baruch Hu plants the right gedolim, the right manhigim for every single generation. So that was Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. I'm not able anymore to come down to the nation to be able to give over what the nation needs from me. That's what the Ramban could mean when he says you'll no longer have a Te'elah Shemi. Agav, it's Kedai to mention, close to Yom Kippur, something Rebbe Lopyan brings it down in the Sefer, that the year that Rebbe Yisrael Salanter was Nifter, some Gazisa, one of his Talmidim of Hakim said that there's a Medrash. The Medrash says, who is on the Bez Nashal Naila that's Dan Khali Yisrael during the Yom and Leiran? Can't be Malachim. Malachim are not Bnei Adam, they don't have Yetzirah, they don't have the regular physical limitations and needs. So they can't understand the need to be able to judge them. Is it Gedolim of previous generations? They also don't understand. Every single generation has its Egin in this Yainus. So who Taki is it on the Bez Shemayel? The Tzadikim that were recently Nifter. Those are the ones, they understand the generation. They had a Kesher with the generation. They understood the needs and the Yainus, the Trochim, and they're the ones that are being done. So some Gazisal said, the Yeshu Yisrael was just Nifter. He's going to be on the Bez. So in the days preceding Yom Kippur, we have to be extra careful in the honor of Meir Adam. We might be able to say Rosh Steinman, so I was lifted this past year. It's very hard to pinpoint one particular thing that Rosh Steinman was outstanding and he was so great and so wide. And he had the needs of Klal Yisrael on his shoulders and he had time for everybody. That might be something that's kedai, that these last few days to worry about somebody else is a gevalt. It's always a gevalt, the gezach. But beprat, under these circumstances, it's kedai to pay some thought to the needs of other people. And it's taka merubin tzarchi amcha. The Sipurna on this inyan says another nekuda on Vayelech Moshe. The Dover Pella says his oyer v'nichem es Yisrael al nisosay. He went around. He was Menachem Ovel Klal Yisrael. First time here, a person being Menachem Ovel, others on his own p'tir. So Moshe Rabbeinu went to be Menachem to comfort Klal Yisrael. Why? Kidei shlo ya'arvavu simchus habris ha'ril lehem. Lo ho'yvis al ha'yosim u'dolem habris b'simcha. Moshe Rabbeinu did not want that his p'tira, the avelus of his p'tira, should shter the simcha of the bris that they made with HaKadosh Baruch. So Mameli went to be Menachem them to tell them that this leaving is only, you know, a human being leaving, even if he's a leader. Aber it shouldn't share the simcha of the bris, which is Mamash Adav Repel. Here you have Moshe Rabbeinu, who was their leader for 40 years. And as we said, mistakenly so, but they looked at Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the one that's taking them out. And he was their leader, and he brought them one was B'Zchus Moshe Rabbeinu, and now after Aaron and Miriam and Nifter, all three were B'Zchus Moshe Rabbeinu. The Beirut Shal Miriam and Ani Akavit came back because of Moshe. He was their everything. He was their all. And now he's being Nifter, and he's telling them that his P'tira should not share the simcha of the fact that they have a bris with HaKadosh Baruch. That's a Pella de Gezach. And that emesis, that's been the Yisoid of Klal Yisrael, the survival of Klal Yisrael throughout all the generations. Despite all of the sufferings that they went through, despite all of the different gevushim, the goliaths that they went through from one country to another, and the pogroms and the losses, over the fact that they held on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the outstanding factor in their lives. Once heard from Rishon Shvadron, I think he heard it, B'Shem, the Baal HaMaisa himself, there was a group of Gera Hasidim Nebuch that were taken with their families to Auschwitz. Get off the train, and right away they're told to leave their belongings behind. They separated the men from the women, and then they lined up the men, told them to take off their clothing. They lined them up in front of a pit. They told them to jump into the pit that was full of some disinfectant, a thing that burnt their skin and their eyes, but the germs were very, you know, clean and very, you know, they wanted to make sure that everything was fine. There shouldn't be germs in the concentration camp. So everyone had to go in and then come out and then put on prison's clothing. So one by one, they went in and jumped out right away. They jump in as burning mamish shrekler. One Yerachosa, he climbs into the pit and a blind dog. He's not coming out. His friends are yelling at him, come out, come out. What are you staying there for? He's taking his time. You know, what were you doing in there so long? She said, I was thinking to myself. I came with my family, with my belongings. They separated my family. I still had some suitcases. Then they took the suitcases. I still had my clothes on. Then they made me take off my clothes. I'm here sitting here thinking, I have nothing left. And I said, what? You have nothing left? The Rebbeinu Shalom you still have. You still have the Rebbeinu Shalom. I'm happy to say you have nothing left. He's despite the fact he was separated from everything, he had nothing, but he had everything. That was the overwhelming fact. This Yid was probably the only survivor out of his group, and out of many in Auschwitz, the Polish Yid, and they came early in the war. Very, very few survived from Poland, and he survived. And as he was walking out, when they liberated the concentration camp, he stopped by the infamous gate that says Arbeit Macht Frei. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this, he said, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he says, these few years I've been here has been one long Yom Kippur for me. And I can admit that not once did not kosher food touch my mouth. I can be made on that. He says, now that this tkuf is coming to an end, what we say in Yom Kippur at the end, Psach lanu shar, be'esh ni'ila shar, open up the gates at the time that they're about to close. I was zeichet to a tremendous dveikus during these years. Now I'm going out into the world. Zayeske HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that same tefillah, Psach lanu shar, be'esh ni'ila shar. That was the dveikus that a yid could reach, despite the tzoras, despite the losses, but the outstanding feeling that he had is a havoc of this baruch. As Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them over here, Taka, he says he's leaving this world. Over the Maisa should not stir that simcha of the bris that they made with HaKadosh Baruch. Vayomer aleihem, Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, Ben meyo ve'esrim shana anoichi hayayim. I'm 120 years old today. Loi uchal oid lotzes velovay. I will not be able to go out and come back in. So Rashi says, "But meves v'shana anochi hayoyim, hayoyim mo'u yimei shnoisai." Today, my years were fulfilled. B'yoyim ze noiladati, u'v'yoyim ze omos. On the day that I was born, Zayin Adar, that's going to be the same day as the P'tiva. As Chazal say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu memalish neseim shel tzadikim, that they're nifter on the day that they're born. What's that in the Indian? That the tzaddik is nifter on the day that he's born. I always thought that it's like, you see hashgacha, you know, that his life wasn't just haphazard, that it was a happening when he was born, and it's a happening when he's being taken away. And the Shemayim is sort of like showing a simon of the importance of this person's life. Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, the Sefer Time of the Krah, says a very original pshat. He says, we find the Yerushalmi Masechtas Rosh Hashanah says that Amalek was a mechashev. He was a sorcerer, he was into witchcraft. And when he went out to war, he used to take with him soldiers whose birthday was on that day, Avos. Because when a person is born, his mazel is very strong. It created him, it caused him to be born that day. So his mazel is strong. And the Mela, if his mazel is strong, he's not going to die that day. So he took out people whose birthday it was, that way he was assured that these people are not going to get killed. Dr. Chaim Kanievsky, by Medvar and Amurim, by regular people and by Rishonim, that dying is their whole Metzias is a Gashmi is the Metzias. And dying, their Metzias comes to an end. So Mela, on the day that they were born, they're not going to die because it's in steerer to their Mazel. But by a Tzaddik Lehepach, when a Tzaddik is nifted and he goes to that world, it's not the Pshat, his Metzias becomes bottle. If anything, his Metzias gets stronger, right? Here he was a Dover Ruchni, and now when he goes up to Shemayim, he's no longer going to have the physical limitations that he had before. And his Neshama can be oily even more and have much more of a time of Ruchni up there. So Lehepach, because he was born on this day, and because his Mazel gives him strength, he goes Mechayel Ochoyel to a bigger strength. That's why Tzadikim, they're nifter on the day that they were born. So he learned from Chaim Kanievsky, a very original pshat. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hincha shoychei v'maveisecha. Behold, you will be nifter, you will be laid to rest with your fathers. This nation's going to get up, and they're going to be resigned, they're going to go after the foreign gods of the land. I saw a very, very nice deher. Shlomo Lorenz, Shlomo Lebrache, was a chaver in the Knesset. He represented the Tayyidic view and the Tayyidic needs of the Tzibur. And one time he came into the Brisker Rav to ask him for aitzes and how to handle. And the Brisker Rav noticed that he was very dejected. He was very down in the dumps, and from his talking, it sounded like he was miyuyish, like there's no hope to get together with these secular people. What happened? He said he was working hard that they should pass a law to asr the selling of pork, of raising pork in Eretz Yisrael. And he was promised by a lot of the chilonim politicians they're going to vote with him, and he knew for sure that he had the votes. Then when he came to Lemaisa, you know, I guess they all bowed to pressure of their constituents, and Mamela, you know, they voted it down, and he was all tzibrach, and here they promised him, and here, you know. It's down in the dumps, he said, there's no hope anymore. So the Brisker Rav says, come, let's learn a Pasuk Chumash. He opens up, you know, Sefer Dvarim, and he turns to this Pasuk over here. He says, let me teach you the pasuk the way I learned it with my children. Doesn't say over here that they're going to miss a shachris, they're not going to daven. It says literally they're going to go and be over the zor. That's not enough. It says, Ba'azovoni, they're going to leave me completely. Not the pshat, they're going to miss a mincha or whatever. And not the pshat, they're still going to serve me together with Avodah Zarah. Ba'azovoni, they're going to leave me completely. Bechlal, not even b'shitah, are they going to serve me? If that's not bad enough, it goes weiter. The hefer is brisi. And they're going to be mevatel my covenant, my bris. They're not going to be mekayim mitzvah bris milah. They're totally going to leave me. I'm going to leave them. I'm going to hide my face from them. That's not the pasuk. So this group turns to Shlaim and he says, you'll be minded to me that the situation that the pasuk describes is not as bad as the situation you're describing. The Maizim is still from Erlich HaYidin, and they're still, these people probably have a bris milah, and they're not openly Avodah Zarah or whatever. You'll be masking that the situation of the Torah is a worse situation than yours. The AFLP came, what does it say a little bit weiter? You know what the remedy is for all of these things? For the serving of Avodah Zarah, and for the leaving me completely, and for not having a bris milah, and to rectify the situation of my having left them, there's still an Eitzer. Teach the B'nai Yisrael Torah, and eventually they're going to come back. He says, Kal v'chaimer by us, where our situation is not as bad as the situation that the Torah describes. The Eitz is not, you know, working politically or whatever. That's Stamish Dabbos. But the key to everything is, Kisru lochem es hashira hazois, v'lamda es B'nai Yisrael. This is the Heilige Das Torah of the Brisker Rav, which gave him Chizuk. Now, Agav, on this pasuk, Lashon of the Pasuk, V'zona acharei lahein necher. As I saw wrote down in one of the Svarim, Rabbeinu Ephraim is a Rishon. He brings down on this Pasuk, I heard from Rabbeinu Tam that he asked the Baal HaChaloyim. He asked the Malach that's in charge of Chaloyimus, whose name is either Raziel or Gavriel, if Yashke and his mother are marumas in the Torah. Is there a remez there? Lekem either the Lerumiza by Raisa. So are they marumas in the Torah? So the Baal HaChaloyim told him in this pasuk over here, Elohei Necher Ha'aretz is the gematria 612, and that's the same gematria as Yeshu and Miriam. 612, the same gematria as Yeshu and Miriam. This is where you have a remez to them. I'd like to say a couple of machshavas b'negeya to the zman that we're in right now, in our preparation during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva for Yom Kippur. There's a famous Gemara in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Av Yizayin Amar Aleph. The Maaser Rebbe Elozer Ben Durdaya. Rebbe Elozer Ben Durdaya was a Tomei, a Noyeh, a Mezana. Says he went to the other end of the world to be Mezana with a certain Zayin named Peter Ahim Rav. And tell you, the Maaser's knew she started laughing at him. What are you laughing at? So I see that you've reached such a low, you're never going to be able to do tshuva. To such a low that the Zayna is taunting me for this. So he right away left the Maisa Beira. He went outside and he called out to the mountains and to the hills, Horam of voice, please, Taina on my behalf, I should be able to, my Jew should be in this Gabbah. So the Malachim that were in charge of the mountains and the hills, they told him, while you want us to daven for you, we're busy davening for ourselves. So he turned his attention to Shemayim and Oretz. He said, Shemayim and Oretz, please daven for me. I should be able to, my Jewish should be in a scabble. And they said, you know, we're busy with our own needs. We have no time for you. Chabal Levana, same thing. Kaychov Mumazolois, they all answered the same thing. I once heard from the Rosh Yeshiva of Scranton, kind wrestler, Shlita, that the Pshad is that they were saying that your Aveir is so brought Kilkul into the world. We're tummy, we have to get ourselves out of the mess. We have no time for you. You are the source of the tummy, the filth that has reached all the way up to Shemayim and to all ends of the world. So now you want us to daven for you? We're busy getting rid of that filth. We have to daven for ourselves. So when he heard this, that no one's going to come to his aid, he said, "In Cain, ein hadavar toli ela bi ba'atzmi. If so, it's all dependent on myself." He kneeled down, put his head between his knees, and he cried out to Hashem, and he took the energy of crying out to Hashem with such a dveikus of tshuva. His neshama left him, and a basko came out in her shemayim and said, Rebbe Elozer ben Durdaya mezumen lechaye olam haba. Rebbe heard this, bocha Rebbe cried. Yesh kain olam b'sha'achas, a person can be kain as olam haba in one moment. Not only that, he says, but he's called Rebbe. They call him Rebbe Elozer ben Durdaya. This one second, he was kind of Olam Haba, and he became a Rebbe. So Chaim Shmulevitz asks a question over here: what was the Bacha Rebbe? Why was Rebbe crying? Habos, Baruch Hashem was Zeichet Olam Haba. What's there to cry about? The Chassidus Shabbat, they say he was crying tears of Simcha. Baruch Hashem, a Yid in one second was able to be Zeichet to such Olam Haba, tears of Simcha. Teaches, the Rebbe wasn't crying for him, he was crying for himself. If you see that a Yid could be a chayte his entire life, and in one second he could be coming out of Olam Haba, how many seconds in our life go by where we had the opportunity, we had a certain Isairus, and we didn't capitalize on it? And that moment of Isairus could have been coming out of Olam Haba in that second in and of itself. If you see that a person can be kind of, how about a moment of Isairus? How many moments do we give up? We have the opportunity of being kind of gewaldige, gewaldige Sachen, and we don't utilize it. We're holding by Yom Kippur. That Yom Kippur, the Torah tells us, it happens achas bashana, once in a year. It's a gewaldige opportunity. So we have to prepare ourselves for that opportunity. We have to be able to take it. You know, once a year we have that opportunity to cleanse our neshamas, and to be able to feel pure after Yom Kippur, you have to be kind of that, be kind of our oilam and that shah achas, and not let it fritter away, and it takes hachana. That's one machshava regarding this Gemara. A second machshava regarding this Gemara, which is also negeya to Yom Kippur. The Kotzker's Einikel once asked him, he says, Zayda, he says, you mean to tell me that this Rebbe Elozer ben Durdaya was kind of Olam Haba the same way you have Olam Haba? He says he was a Noyev, he was a Tamei his entire life. For one second he did tshuva. He says, you Zaydi, you fast Hanesim on it without stop. You go sleepless nights, your mamas, you kill your Olam Hazeh with Mitoich Kiddusha. So Rebbe Elozer ben Durdaya is going to have the same Olam Haba as you. So the Kotzker told him two terutz. He says, number one, so you should know, he was on such a low madrega of tumah that in that one second he had to exert energy equal to all my tanaisim and to all my sleepless nights. That's not pushed, he cried out. He had to manage to get himself out of the swamp. He was in a swamp. He was stuck there, like stuck in cement. To get himself out of that, he had to exert enough energy equal to everything that I do. That was one teretz that he said. But then he said a second teretz. And he gave a marshal. He says, Mendel the Balad Gola. He's a, you know, a stammer person. He's not the brightest guy in the world. He rides this rickety wagon with these two old bony horses. He has a bottle of schnapps with him to keep him warm during the winter. He barely knows how to dive. He's riding his wagon once on a snowy day. He's not far from the forest. He hears people crying out of the forest, help, help. Quickly jumps out of his wagon. Snow is knee deep. He rushes to the forest. He sees there's a wagon overturned in a path through the forest. People are stuck there. There's a gibar. Quickly runs. He picks them up. He rushes them to his wagon. He gets the snow off of them. He wraps them in shmatas. Gives them like lezel of schnapps. He warms them up a little bit. Brings them back home. The shemayim zivan agaval the gitomo. Mental the balagol. Call a kind of shachas be Israel. Here he saved two lives. So this has to be Zeichet Olam Haba. So the Malach, the Sanhedrin says, yeah, but you're going to give him Olam Haba. But he's not a very ruchnistic person. And he's bound to lose it down here. If you're giving him Olam Haba, take his life away right now. So Mela, he won't lose it with Lashon Hara and by screaming at people or whatever. He'll get his Olam Haba right away. The Sutton steps up and says, wait a minute. How can you take his life away? You didn't do anything wrong. You did a mitzvah. You're going to take his life away, you know? And all of a sudden, the Sutton's interested that a guy should live longer. And so this vikuach is going on in Shemayim. So they decided to ask Mendel himself. They send a shliach and a dream to Mendel. They tell him, listen, you have this choice. What do you want? Old wagon, I have tsaris, I have poverty, I have that. Take me away, I want to go. Nope, they listen to Mendel, they bring him up, comes in front of the Bez and Shomayla, they say, Mendel Balagola, Zoychet Olam Haba, ask for anything you want. Have anything I want. You know, those two horses that I had for my wagon, they're old and they're bony and they have nothing to them. Two new horses that can schlep a wagon to your boy. But Mendel, you could ask for much more than that. You get much more than horses. She says, really? Ooh, you know what? That wagon that I have, too, rickety old wagon, the wheels of mamish, they're loose and they're old. Maybe I can get a new wagon and there should be maybe like a rubber coating over the wheels and some brass. You know, decorations on the wheels that look a little bit kosher. Mendel, you can ask for much more than that. You know, why are you stopping in that? Really, he says. I always wanted inside the wagon. I always have to hold on to the bottle of mashkin. It stares my steering the horses. You make like a little, you know, vessel in the thing where I could stick my bottle of mashkin. Mendel. And if it was up to him, he could ask for more. He's still harping on if he could pave the roads a little bit better so that the ride will be what's the shot? Dr. Kotzker. The person gets his Olam Haba for his asogas. The way he prepared down here. It says, Yesh kaina oilomoy. Doesn't say Olam Haba. Oilomoy. Every person has a different Olam Haba. Ain't a chanami. Mendel Balagolo for his asogas, and a person that prepares himself for his asogas. That's Shabbat of Lozaman Dudai. He was kind of Olam Haba. But it says, Yesh kaina oilomoy b'shoa achas. Not everybody's is the same. Everything Lafi is preparation, Lafi is perception, Lafi the way his hasagas are. So Mela is the same thing with Yom Kippur. You know, Yom Kippur is takim mechaper, nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael. But Yesh v'yesh. You know, every person Lafi is preparation, Lafi is perception of what tshuva is, Lafi the amkas of the tshuva that he did. Every person's yom kodesh is on a different madrega. And that's something that we have to be aware of, that we have a few days left to prepare ourselves, and that's it's a gewaltig opportunity. I just want to say over one more thing that made a roshim on me. I saw in the Sefer Be'er HaTorah from Rabbi Elimelech Wiedemann Shlita. He says, Moedik and Marshall. Any relation? Not related. What?
Not yet.
Anyway, he says, Moedik and Marshall. He says, the fellow was an Oli Be'er. Poor guy. In his house, he had one socket to plug in, you know, appliances. Zehu. He only used one appliance at a time. So he had to use the toaster, you know, had to take everything out and put the toaster plug in. And he had to use the fridge for a while, they plugged the fridge in. This guy one day, Zoyche, in a lottery, he was Zoyche to win the use of a machine that prints coupons to all the different stores in town, and he could use those coupons. He has 24 hours to be able to print, to use this printer for coupons. Gee, guys, I'm just like Lickles a person. What he could buy, so he takes the machine, he brings it home, takes out the plug and sticks it in, you know, he starts printing. His wife comes in, she says she has to use the sewing machine right now. Can he please stop? He says, sewing machine, you'll get a dress in one of the stores right now, I gotta do this. So his son comes in, he's hungry, he's gotta warm up some frozen pizza. He's frozen, go to the pizza shop for heaven's sake, you know? No one is moving this plug. Another person comes in, he wants to freeze ice cream right now. He needs the plug to the freezer. Go away right now, I don't want to hear it. So he says, the Nimshel is Meirdik. He says, we have a machine right now during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, leading on to Yom Kippur, that Mamish gets us the coupons to everything. It gets us the Zchusim to everything of us. The Yetzirah comes in and he says, now you have to plug into this, you have to put your interest to this and concentrate on this or concentrate on that. So we have to tell the Yetzirah, right now I have to be plugged into this. This is a gewaltig opportunity to be kind of the coupons for the entire year. He says, I'm not letting anything be plugged in right now. Right now this socket is going to be mole with my concentration on Yom Kippur and on the coming year. So Moedik. Yerotzim, Yishtaka, Yizoyche, making proper Akhamas for Yom Kippur, Shol Yizoyche, Tugmarxim, Betoyve, Shol have a Chak Kosher, Vesemeyer.